Like a Virgin.
With Abby and Tyrone.
Before Like a Virgin and after Like a Virgin is kind of the anchor point of an Australian musician's life, I think.
We sort of wanted to give it a really big build towards the end to make it really cinematic.
Pretty intimidating song, like you hear it and it sounds like the uncoverable.
The verses are great, they're so well written and they make me feel really sexy when I'm singing them.
Like a Virgin
on Triple J.
That's right, Friday morning, Like a Virgin, Abby and Tyrone with you here on Triple J Breakfast, and we are joined in the studio by the wonderful Vera Blue.
Hello, hello.
Hi. Welcome back to the Like a Virgin studio.
Thank you.
This is like your third time doing Like a Virgin.
It is.
But your fourth time in the studio. I mean, if we're counting the flume.
Yes, yes.
Do you remember 2016, your first Like a Virgin?
I do, I do. Yeah, oh, I was. God. I loved every second of it, but I was very nervous.
Were
but
you?
I had a whole band and crew and vocals and it was wonderful.
Yeah. That Like a Virgin is one of my all-time favorites. Let's take a little listen. Covering Jack Garrett, Breathe Life.
Oh, won't you breathe life in? So this dead lungs I keep under my
oh. Oh, it is so, if you haven't revisited that cover in a while, highly recommend going back. But genuinely, it is probably in my, like, if not my favorite Like a Version of all time, like top three.
Thank you.
Like, there's something. Do you ever go back and watch them? Your past Like a Version, do you?
I do also, and I often find myself watching, like, I've got to be in a particular mood, but like watching like music videos and things like that. And it's just, it wigs me out. Like,
yeah.
Like, I've, you know, two have been in here doing, you know, Like a Versions and things like that. It's just cool.
How are you feeling this time around? I mean, knowing that you've done it twice, are you sort of like, okay, I sort of know how this all works?
I know how it all goes, but I am always genuinely scared. Like, I'm freaking out.
Yeah.
Like, I'm like, oh, because it's so delicate and it's so, you know, intimate.
Yeah.
You know, and you can't hide. But I think that's the beauty of it, because in this day and age, it's so amazing to see artists performing live in real time.
Yeah. You've taken on Breathe Life. You've also done Stay by the Kid Laroi and Justin Bieber.
Yes.
After either of those covers, did you, and especially the most recent one with the Kid Laroi, did you come out of it and go, oh, there's something that I would love to do in the next one? You're nodding your
100%,
head.
100%. I've always wanted to do like a throwback. You know, I love the current songs, which is, you know, they really excite me and I love doing those renditions, but I am a vintage girly and I like to do throwback songs. So,
and we are going to find out what you are covering today a little later on. Again, that clue is the song came number 2 in the Hottest 100. But speaking of throwbacks, I want to talk about a moment that I saw very recently, a special moment where you recently joined Illy on stage to perform Paper Cut.
We had the best time. It was like surreal.
You would have healed a lot of people.
It healed me. Both of us. Like, because we haven't seen each other for a while. I don't even know the last time we saw each other. But that, I always say this to people when I'm performing with them on stage, it's like an out-of-body experience, because we've done it a few times, like Splendor in the Grass and like the day the song got number 1. And that feeling, it's just like the song is so epic. So we're just jumping
around.
There's
something in it, hey.
Yeah.
Like, even every time we play it on the radio, I'm like headphones on, cranking it up.
Yes.
Bar for bar with Illy. Like,
I'm taking
so
the Vera
good.
Parts.
Yes, please.
It's so good.
It really does slap.
Like, I mean, have you been doing a lot of revisiting? Because it's also 10 years of your first EP. Have you been diving back and like celebrating the 10 years, the anniversary?
Yeah, a little bit. I mean, I you know, to know that Settle and Hold and those little songs have reached 10 years blows my mind. But Perennial turns 10 next year, which is crazy.
Oh, my God.
But why 10? How is it 10 years?
How is it 10?
The double
it's not
digits.
Okay.
I've seen you doing a lot of great renditions of Settle as well, you know, to celebrate that 10 years.
Yeah.
What do you love about that song in particular?
That song, I like strategically ask my like MD in my band to put it like earlier on in the set, because it genuinely settles me down. Like, it, like at the beginning of a show, I'm freaking out. I'm like, my like cortisol is through the roof. But when that song starts playing, I'm just like, and annoyingly, for some reason, I have like this tick where I always have to say to the audience, are we ready to settle in? and they're like, oh.
So like, yeah. Let's get that done early in the set, yeah. And then we can continue with the rest. Vera Blue here for Like a Virgin. Very soon, right about now, I think, we should jump into your original. Speaking about this gorgeous original music of yours, which song will you be performing today?
I'll be performing Maze.
Yes! We are very excited for this. In the Like a Virgin studio for her original Maze, it is Vera Blue. Vera, take it away.
Knows where love goes when it's nowhere to be found. Well, I didn't get here alone. Follow the footprints on the ground. I know there's more than one way out. Now, my head is spinning round with doubt. Now,
getting started. It is the original Vera Blue in the studio with us right now for Like a Virgin and that original song Maze.
Woo!
Vera, I love the song. The story behind how this came about, right? The instrumental was a Flume instrumental, right?
Yeah. Yep. We were on tour for one of his tours in, I think it was in 2023 potentially, and he showed me a bunch of tracks and this one I resonated with, and we just laid down, you know, the vocal scratch, no lyrics or anything, and then let the song chill for a while, and then I just obsessed over it for a long time. It was called Vera May 18.3 for some reason. Funnily enough, that
was
is
that
now.
A date?
No.
No. Oh,
Vera, no, that, my actual middle name is Celia May. Mm-hmm. So my
okay.
And then I don't know why you did that, but I love it. And funnily enough, my new niece's name is Vera May. Whoa. My sister named her daughter after me.
Oh my goodness.
She's the real Vera.
That's so special.
That was a total derail. But yes, yeah.
Did you know straight away that you wanted to get into a maze for the music video?
Oh, straight away. Oh. I was like, I'm going to be as literal AF.
Did you get stuck at all, or were there precautions in place to make sure you'd find your way?
I mean, I think there's a trick to it, like where you kind of follow the outside wall.
Oh.
But I don't, like, for me, my brain doesn't have any logic.
No,
so
I just get that straight away.
But it was so magical. Like, there's this incredible maze out in Berrima, and now I'm just obsessed with mazes. Can I go to all of them?
I was going
to
say, how does one go about finding a maze of that scale, you know?
Google.
Wow. Wait, what's good?
Oh my God, no, but like,
what is Google?
My really good friend Dave, who also shoots a lot of my music video stuff, he was like, he sent me the link and I was like, oh wow, this is insane. And then a week later, I got the flu, so sick one.
Oh, so look, next Worth time it. You're going Worth through it. A maze, you might find Vera Blue. She may not be following the outside wall.
No, but just I'll be stuck somewhere, like, freaking
Please
out.
Please help her. Abby and Tyrone with you here on Triple J Breakfast for your Friday morning. Vera Blue here with us for Like a Version. We've had the original with Maze, and we're going to be back for her cover up after the news. The clue, as we said, it is a song that has come number 2 in the Hottest 100, much like your last cover, Stay, the Kid Laroi and Justin Bieber. Mm-hmm. What is it? Get your texts in, and we're going to be back with Vera very soon.
Like a Version
with Abby and Tyrone.
Before Like a Version and after Like a Version is kind of the anchor point of an Australian musician's life, I think.
1, 2, 3, huh?
We sort of wanted to give it a really big build towards the end to make it really cinematic.
Pretty intimidating song. Like, you hear it and it sounds like the uncoverable.
The verses are great. They're so well written and they make me feel really sexy when I'm singing them.
Like a Version on Triple J.
Abby and Tyrone with you here on Triple J Breakfast for your Friday morning, joined by Vera Blue in the midst of Like a Version. And very soon we're going to find out what exactly you will be covering. But I want to talk about the work that you've been doing with the orchestra. Mm. You just finished a show and you made the live debut of Maze with the Melbourne Symphony Orchestra. What do you love so much about performing with an orchestra?
Oh, man, they are just incredible. I think it's the extension of the music. They kind of create, they breathe new life into existing songs. So when I heard, you know, songs even like Hold and, you know, Parallel Desire and songs like that, it just brings this whole new sonic to a song and the energy. And they're so talented.
You saying Hold, I saw a video of you with the Brisbane Symphony Orchestra a few years ago that it's on YouTube. It is one of the most incredible live performances I have ever watched. Like, I can't even imagine what it is like being there with it behind you and you performing that song. Yeah. Do you ever look out in the audience and see people having that reaction?
Yes. And like, it's amazing because I'm feeling that on stage myself and I kind of just want to go down and just watch the show unfold. Like, I wish I had like a clone so I could just enjoy it. But it is very magical. And when people feel very overwhelmed by music, it knows it. You know, you're doing something right. You know?
Yeah. Was there a song with this new music that you really loved hearing in with the orchestra?
Definitely Parallel Desire. I think the new ones, there's a new one on the album called Brittle Wings, which is just like, whoa. It sounded like a James Bond theme. And I was like, oh, this is very cool.
This new album that you are gearing up to release, Modern Rituals, it is your third. And something that I noticed, and I don't know if this is intentional or not, but you have Perennial, Mercurial, Modern Ritual. Is that on purpose?
Yeah.
Really?
I think it was just one of those things where I was like, I was thinking of words that do have that eel sound, but serendipitously, they all just worked so well with the concept.
Well, that's why I thought it could have been a coincidence. It's
not a coinkydink. But slightly a coincidence though too, because those words they appeared and I was like, oh, that's actually, I love the meaning behind that. But Modern Rituals was definitely one that took a while to get. I thought about all of the songs and I looked back on them and I thought all of these songs kind of feel like little rituals, little emotional rituals to me. And then the modern is the awareness in the now. So yeah, I'm very proud of it and I'm very excited.
Now, I noticed on, I was watching a video on your socials that you have been playing something called an omnichord.
Yes.
Is that correct?
Yeah.
Now, is this a new thing for you?
Yeah, I mean, I find I like to just get little things for inspiration.
Yeah.
I have a few little gadgets here and there that are just really fun to perform just at home for inspo or acoustic covers or even writing on them. I feel like I enjoy playing on guitar and piano, but sometimes it's fun to just find weird sounds.
Are we going to have the Omnichord make an appearance in this cover very soon?
Not the Omnichord, but maybe something else.
Okay. We can see this device being brought in right now. Okay, what is this?
What is that?
I was going to ask if you were going to have the sampler because you have that sort of pad in the last two covers that you've done. Yeah. This is looking very different.
I thought I would change the vibes. I mean, funnily enough, I've been playing this little gadget for about a year and a half. It's called a sound pipe. And it has lots of different effects on it. There's distortion, reverb, all that kind of stuff. But I am very specifically attached to this sound because it sounds very ethereal, like a siren. You sing into it. Yeah, so all you do is there's a little thing that's not on there.
Like a mouthpiece.
And you press your lips up against it and it's just like going, you're just humming into it. And it it's cool because I wanted something that is vocal interactive. So I'm very happy about it.
And we can expect this, I'm assuming.
It's a vocal vape.
It could be. And the mouthpiece is not even attached.
Does it have a flavor?
Or a breathalyzer.
Nothing comes out of it. It's a giant. I've had some funny comments. Like people are like, oh, she's got a vocal vape out. She's got a giant
vape.
Yeah, it's amazing.
Well, we know that the vocal vape is going to come in handy with this cover. I think it's about time that we unveil what song it is you will be taking on for your third leg of version. Vera Blue here with us. We've been giving the clue all morning. It's a song that came in number 2 in the Hottest 100. Mm-hmm. What will you be taking on?
I'll be taking on the incredible Creep by Radiohead.
Oh my goodness. What an incredible song.
I am very excited for this. Now, this isn't the first time that you've covered a song that came number 2 in the Hottest 100. Stay came number 2. Mm. This also came in number 2. What made you want to cover Creep?
I mean, I always have wanted to cover this song. I just haven't had the chance or the opportunity to do it. So I'm so excited that I'm doing it for the Leica version. This song, I feel like it's, as much as it is like an epic rock song, like it goes there, it is actually quite heartbreaking if you think about the lyrics. It's, being misunderstood, feeling like longing for someone that doesn't, you feel like you're not worthy. It's really heartbreaking. So I wanted to do kind of like a haunting version that really came from the heart. So hopefully people love it.
Well, I mean, let's do it. Let's rip the lid off this. It is the Leica version Vera Blue.
Get the vocal vape out.
We've got the sound pipe in the studio. It's all happening, taking on the cover. Radiohead Creep here on Triple J. Take it away.
When you were here before, couldn't look you in the eye. You're just like an angel. Your skin makes me cry. You float like a feather in a beautiful world. Wish I was special. You're so fucking special. But I'm a creep. I'm a weirdo. What the hell am I doing here? I don't belong here. I don't care if it hurts. I wanna have control. I want a perfect body. I want a perfect soul. I want you to special, but I'm a creep.
Whatever makes you happy, whatever you want. You're so fucking special. I wish I was special.
Oh my God.
Holy. You could almost hear a pin drop.
You could hear a pin drop.
In the
or it
studio.
Might have been my jaw. That was incredible. Vera Blue for Like a Virgin, covering Creep by Radiohead. You're on Triple J. I've been Tyrone, barely with you. I have goosebumps covering my body.
Can I ask, do you get goosebumps when you perform? like during that performance, do you give yourself goosebumps?
No, I don't. No. But I get goosebumps when I'm not, like, you know, if I listen to things back. When I get a goosebump, I know there's something, you know, magical or spiritual about it. But when I'm performing, I'm just, yeah, way too focused on hitting those notes.
Yeah.
Or feeling God. It, feeling the emotion. I've got to be in it.
Your voice in that cover is absolutely nuts. Like, what are the vocal warm-ups that you have to do to prepare to sing a song like that?
Well, with this one, like, I wanted to make sure that we didn't stray too far from his vocal performance, because it's just so iconic. You don't want to start wankily riffing off into the distance. So it just felt like I really wanted to almost imitate his vocal ad-libs in the run stuff. For this song, it is, for me, I just kind of need to just do a little that kind of stuff. What else do I do? Humming. I make noises. I just sound like a bird backstage. I sound like a bird. My band are probably just like, oh my God. But yeah.
And I wonder if this is the first Like a Virgin to use a sound pipe.
Yeah, we'll have to look through the archives. We'll
have to look into that. I mean, it looked like you were blowing into it, but, you know, before you were telling us, you're actually singing into it, which is insane. Yeah.
It sounds like something from the Dune soundtrack or the Odyssey.
Exactly that. Yeah. It's just that, like, ethereal, like siren drone.
Yeah.
And, like, I don't know why I'm very attached to that kind of style of sound. Maybe it's like Celtic influence or something that has always inspired me in music, but I just love all that ethereal, ghostly stuff. Yeah.
It's awesome. We were talking about your upcoming album, Modern Rituals, as well. You're taking it on the road. You're going on tour.
Yes.
Do you usually do like versions on tour?
Yeah.
Hell yeah. You do?
Yeah. I did the last two for ages, and it's what the crowd look forward to. Like, they love those. They love a like a version. So I'm really looking forward to hopefully adding this one on.
Oh, that's a treat, because just seeing that performance right there was something very, very special. And you are letting us know. 0439 757 555. Keep that love coming through. Very soon we're going to let you know who's doing like a version next week. But Vera Blue, what an absolute pleasure. Thank you so much. You had nothing to be nervous for.
Oh my God. I'm nervous right now talking to you.
Incredible.
Guys.
No, well, you get out of here, babe. Thank you so much.
Debbie and Tyrone with you. We're going to be back right up after this.